June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, it's time for some Wanker of the Weekend. Who was the best at being the worst this weekend?
Kevin.
From the 817. Man, if you only knew. From the 817, the person that hit me is the Wanker of the Weekend. I get it. I know some people are just nicer about it, but there's no scenario in which I've been hit by another car that I'm just like, oh, hey, it happens. Like, my immediate thought is blinding anger and rage. And then just,
I was on a date once and I was at Centerville and right over by HBJ Stadium.
Oh, that's where I live.
And I was, yeah. Not, do you want to give me your address?
Not at the stadium.
He lives at the stadium.
That's a lot of space.
Yeah. Downhill. He likes to slide down the hill.
It sucks in the summer though.
But I was right over in that area and I was on a date and we were at a light. Dude just rolled right into me, like out of nowhere. And there were no other cars around.
Oh my God.
And so for the date purposes, I didn't want to blow up, you know? And I was just like, son of a gun, what just happened? And I unbuckled and got out of my little Honda Accord and stood up, and this guy, He was not as tall as me. And he went, oh, F. And I was like, all right, I've already got this one won. You know, like in my mind, I had already gotten a victory because he was the one that was intimidated and scared. And my date goes, I can't imagine what he was thinking when you stepped out of the car. And I was like, yeah, good. Yeah.
The one time I called you to tell you I might be late for work because I got an accident on the highway, and you asked if I'd called the Frankels first. And at that point I had not, which is not what I was supposed to do. The guy who hit me goes, yeah, I'm sorry. I was screwing around on my phone and not paying attention. And I was like, okay, well, I was still upset, but at least he cut right to the chase.
You like some honesty.
I do.
You're a big fan of some honesty.
I do. And since he just said that, I was like, okay.
Deal.
Well, and he was like, here's my insurance card. And we just cut right to the chase. Now, is the Wanker of the Weekend Kelvin Joseph?
I don't know. Somebody texted in and said, isn't it always Kelvin Joseph?
That is not an inaccurate point. Oh, Kelvin Joseph was arrested and faces DWI charges in a fatal crash in Richardson off of 75. And it's fascinating, too, because I will say the one thing I appreciate is the reports I've read is that he is the person who called the police to say that there had been an accident. And then you found out that somebody had died. Obviously, they shut down a big part of 75. But in the police statement, it says officers observed, quote, signs of intoxication while speaking with Kelvin Joseph. And look, we talk about this all the time. It's horrible for all involved. And these are the situations, like if you're drunk driving and you kill somebody and it was your fault, like, I think that you need to go to jail for a really long time. Like, I'm like 15.
But yeah, the laws
20.
In this country, in the state, in the country,
they're very lenient on this.
Yeah, they aren't very.
Because people will say, oh, it was an accident. It wasn't. Like, if you get into your car and you're drinking and driving, whatever happens next is not an accident. You have made that decision to be reckless potentially with other people's lives.
And it's super easy. I know it's going to be a tough thing to get up and go get your car the next morning.
Yeah.
But it's super easy to get an Uber and get home.
Yeah.
And both of you be safer in that instance.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's that is a fair point. All right. I would like to, real quick, Kevin,
we have a lot of Uber and Lyft drivers out there that listen to the show, along with UPS, FedEx, and so forth, Amazon.
The drivers of America are listening.
Pizzas. Nighttime, yes. Nighttime, we dominated the pizza world.
Yes.
Not just because we ate a lot of pizza.
Tip your delivery drivers accordingly. Yes. It's not their fault that soulless corporations added that delivery fee on that those people don't get.
I do wonder, though, how many like of these of the Uber and Lyft drivers out there know that they picked somebody up because they couldn't drive home. And, you know, like, do you, how's that? I know they're drunk and they're probably, you're probably, like, please don't throw up in my car. And that's probably the first thing. But the other part is that other part of making sure that that I'm glad I took them home because they couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Just kind of a, just a question if you got an answer.
Now, this one's tough. I don't think I saw the overall price of the bill. So it's hard to say like what kind of tip this really was. But Wanker of the Weekend, we got terrible service on a fishing trip. We went to Galveston, went to a nice place, and the manager was a huge Astros fan. Me and my buddies were all in Rangers gear, and he was offended and tried not to seat us. Then it turned out he ended up being our waiter anyway and gave us terrible service. So when it came time to tip him, still tipped him like $20 because he had food runners and stuff, want to make sure they get a tip. But he would have got a significantly better tip if he would have just been a competent and helpful wait person because, you know, I don't know, I didn't say waiter. Wait person because, you know, like that's still your job.
You're, hold on. So this dude was so offended by Rangers gear.
Yeah.
So offended by you wearing Rangers gear that he gave you bad service.
Yeah.
When that's his livelihood.
Yeah. That is confusing.
Maybe he made a whole bunch of money already and he was like, screw that table. Like that, I get it. I get that part of it. But I'm scratching for money, dude.
Yeah.
Like that's what I'm doing. I'm scrambling. When I was waiting tables, now, if I was going to do that, how do we do it on this show? If we have Ted Cruz on, who is a huge Houston Astros fan.
True.
We make jokes about it, and we make it endearing, and they want to tip you more. That's how you do it.
Yeah.
You make jokes, and then you take their money so they can't spend them on the tickets for the opposing team.
I'm with you. From the 817, as an acquaintance of the individual that lost her life, yes, Calvin Joseph is the wanker of the weekend.
Yeah, I agree.
Look, I get it. Absolutely. I understand that. All right. Wanker of the weekend. Is it the U.S.?
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 Go Men's Tea or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
U.S. men's national soccer team, they lost their third straight in a friendly against Turkey.
It's just a friendly, bro. Don't worry about it. It's not going to affect our World Cup status.
Well, yeah, because we host the World Cup. I get that.
Like I said.
Okay. But
we're going to be just fine. We made that rule.
Okay.
We pushed for that rule, so then we were like, hey, we're going to make this one.
All right. But like, doesn't that concern you, right, when you're just not playing particularly well? The last coach we had that lost three in a row was 10 years ago.
Really?
Yeah. And we weren't guaranteed.
What happened then?
That was Jurgen.
Klopp?
Yeah, I think it's Jurgen Klinsmann.
Oh, Jurgen Klopp's a different one. Well, Kevin, again, I'm not too worried about it.
Okay, because we automatically make the World Cup?
Yeah. Do they need to be better? I don't know.
Okay.
Now, if they were good, how would we, like, would we like soccer as much as other countries like soccer?
Or I think we would like it significantly more.
You think so?
Yes.
We'd be all into the players and be like, dude, why can't he play for FC Dallas instead of the EPL?
And that's the other thing that hurts is you don't have the top league in the world, like in your backyard.
Right.
Every other sport that we're so feverish about, we have the best league. But, like, I mean, I've talked about it before. I went to FC Dallas game, not this past weekend, but the weekend before. I love FC Dallas, but I don't think there's a dispute that MLS is not the top league in the world.
No, absolutely not. I'm just trying to figure out
what if
soccer was, if the U.S. team was that good, would we be more in, and be like, dude, we need more soccer?
Yes. And I wonder if there was a soccer hub, if we could kind of soup up the MLS and make it so like,
The big problem with the U.S. soccer team, from what I understand,
the
men's
soccer team,
men's and women's, I hear, is the politics of it all.
Oh, yeah.
Like and I'm sure soccer players can text in and attest to this a little bit, but I hear that there's a lot of, especially when it comes to coaching, how those got people end up on the team and like where, who gets playing time and all those things. It sounds like the politics of it all is really holding us back the most. And that's unfortunate whenever we could be dominant or not dominant on our own without the politics of it all.
Now, this is fair. The wanker of the weekend is the Dallas Wings. They're 1-9, and they have the worst record in the WNBA.
That's the worst one?
Yes.
Nobody else has a 1-9 record?
Interestingly enough, the next worst is the Connecticut Sun. They're 2-7. I'm almost positive that's the team that the Dallas Wings beat.
Hell yeah.
So the one win they have is over the next worst team, which I think in the power rankings should keep us ahead of them.
This is tough, man, because our favorite player, Paige Bueckers, has been out for, what, is it 4 games now?
Yes, 3 because of concussion, this last one because of injury.
But sounds like things weren't great beforehand. Kevin,
this was always going to be a struggle.
From what I saw of this team, they weren't great defensively. They looked scrambled to start. And this is just being...
Yeah.
This is just judging what I watched of them in about 3 or 4 different games. So judging what I saw, they were scrambling defensively and didn't look like they knew what they were doing. And they looked like a young team that was still trying to figure themselves out.
And that's
so
very
fair. That's where they are. And being 1-9 isn't fun whenever you're trying to really like put this in a lot of people's worlds.
From the 972, maybe that weight person is just not good at anything because they're an Astros fan. That's a fair point.
Did you see what they said? I did do 2023 to reference the year 2023.
I missed that. Yes, thank you. From the 972. All right. I guess we're going to talk about this. I'm a 62-year-old grandmother listening to you guys. I vote for Simone Biles to be the wanker of the weekend. It depends on what you follow on social media. For some people, it was things happening in California. For other people, they just live their regular life. And for other people, it might have been Simone Biles. Simone Biles came out and, look, I get it. There were a couple things that she said that I found to be pretty stunning. Do you remember Riley Gaines? She was one of the swimmers who lost to Leah Thomas, and like that set off the whole thing about men, transgender people competing in women's sports. And like that's gone on and on and on. And it still goes on to this day. And I know Riley Gaines has become a big person in like the conservative side because she talks about keeping transgendered people out of women's sports and everything like that. So Simone Biles, because usually what Riley Gaines will do is if there's ever a team that wins like a high school, I think, or college championship with a transgendered person on their team, will post about it. And like usually just post like this person used to be a man or whatever the case is. And so Simone Biles went after her tweet wise and said that she was a bully and harassing and everything like that after Riley Gaines. And I wonder, like, people would have jumped into it and gotten all upset, blah, 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 either way. But the thing that I was surprised and disappointed in Simone Biles was she tweeted out, "Why don't you pick on somebody your own size," which ironically would be a man. And so for somebody in Simone Biles who's complained multiple times about people body shaming her,
that was a bit of a bully tactic.
Yeah, that felt like a weird take. And then of course people were like, Riley Gaines is like 5'5", so, and like 140 pounds, so I don't know about that. And then you know how it is. If anybody is ever trying to undercut another person's argument, they dig up an old tweet, right? So there's a tweet from Simone Biles in 2017, and I think it was this guy doing amazing things in the floor exercise, and Simone Biles tweeted out, "Good thing guys don't compete against girls or he'd take all the gold medals." And then a lot of people have jumped on that as well. And it's just, I feel like a lot of people were there to support Simone Biles in 2020 when she had obviously lots of mental health issues that forced her to drop out of certain parts of the Olympics, and a lot of people supported her. This was a surprising move for me. And like you said, a little bit of a bully tactic in the midst of it as well.
Yeah, there's a little bit of grace to kind of keep rolling with. I don't know if that always wins.
It feels like grace wins less and less, right?
Yep.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.